Health. A total of 160 primary healthcare networks, PCNs, have been successfully set up across the country and 41 are in progress, marking a significant step towards enabling the provision of person-centered care in a holistic way. Public Health and Professional Standards Principal Secretary, PS, Mary Mathoni Mariuki said this means that currently, 87% of counties have at least one operational PCN. The PS explained that functional PCNs have demonstrated a significant success in delivering quality primary healthcare services, with increased outreach, disease screening, improved patient referrals and better coordination among health workers. The achievements of PCNs include increased coverage and access, such as in Garissa and Vihiga counties, where family planning integration coverage increased from 66% in 2019 to 87% in 2022, while skilled deliveries rose from 77% to 98% in Garissa County, said Mariuki. She highlighted that in West Pequot County, the Kacheliba PCN has been equipped with a functional theater and increased human resources for health, greatly enhancing service delivery. In Lamu County, referral to the newly established hubs has reduced referrals to the county referral hospital, streamlining healthcare access. According to Mariuki, training and capacity building efforts have been significant, with 248 master trainers trained to support the counties in setting up the PCNs. These trainers play a crucial role in disseminating best practices and ensuring the effective functioning of PCNs. Innovative approaches have been adopted, such as in Kisumu County, where the use of drones for commodity distribution has improved the timely delivery of medical supplies to remote areas, and in Kwale County, where household obstetric ultrasound assessments have been implemented, enhancing prenatal care and early detection of complications, she said. The PS said that monitoring and evaluation were essential components of this initiative, adding that baseline assessments have been conducted in all established PCNs using standardized tools, ensuring a comprehensive understanding of the primary healthcare landscape. Mariuki explained that the creation of a national PCN observatory allows for real-time tracking and monitoring of PCN establishment across counties, ensuring transparency and accountability. The Ministry of Health has developed an electronic community health information system, eKHIS, to improve real-time data availability and the accuracy of community health data. This system supports better decision-making and resource allocation, said the PS. She highlighted that primary healthcare, PHC, is rooted in its potential to address fundamental health needs and improve overall health outcomes through a holistic and community-oriented approach. PHC emphasizes integrated, comprehensive, continuous and coordinated care, focusing on health promotion, disease prevention, treatment, rehabilitation, and palliative care, she said. Mariuki added that investing in PHC was not merely a healthcare strategy, but an imperative for national development and societal well-being. Through PHC, Kenya will build a resilient healthcare system that promotes health equity, strengthens economic productivity, and secures a prosperous future for all its citizens. Let us seize this opportunity to build a healthier, more resilient Kenya by ensuring we register with the Social Health Authority and actively participate in our primary healthcare initiatives, urged Mariuki. She said that PHC is not just the first level of contact with the health system, but also the foundation for a healthy society, addressing the majority of an individual's health needs throughout their life. Therefore, PHC plays a crucial role in achieving universal health coverage, UHC, by delivering services when and where needed, added the PS.